Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with Selena Zito of the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, the New York Post and the Washington Examiner. To find Selena's articles, you go to selenazito.com. Her conversation with Bill Barr is magical only because the moment you realize this is a man who can pipe, who participates in piping bands, you call upon the fact that you, in your life, you've never not stopped when you hear the piping. Selena, is it the same for you whenever you hear a pipe, no matter how distant or what it's playing, Scotland Forever, you stop in your day? Is that how it affects you? Because that's what I think.
It absolutely does. There's something about piping, and I'm sure it was designed this way, that makes you stop, look for where it's coming from, and then listen. It is storytelling, except without any words, just with music. And it's one of the most beautiful, sort of mournful. It gathers all sorts of emotions. And I think that's what makes it so beautiful.
There's a photograph accompanying your story of Bill Barr, the twice Attorney General, but this is before 1984. The piping band he's participating in win first place in Eastern U.S. competition. And there he is, bringing a recognizable Bill Barr. Who taught him to pipe? Why is he a piper today? It's an unusual instrument to pick up, given his career in law.
Well, it's something that began as a young child. He had heard piping music in, I believe it was in his neighborhood. And he was immediately, as we just discussed, struck by the sound and the beauty of it, and told his parents, I want to do that. And so he did do that. And he became incredibly competitive and traveled all across the world, not just the country, but the world, participating in competitions. And he said it really, you know, he really obviously enjoyed it, but also it was a sense of community and camaraderie. And it was a way to build relationships outside of his backyard. It taught him so much about confidence, about people from different backgrounds. And it's really a delightful. I mean, the entire interview is delightful, but his explanation of it is wonderful.
Yeah. The other detail is a Guinness a day since he was 5 years old. Selena, not everybody has enjoyed Guinness. What does it taste like?
It's like a beer milkshake. It's wonderful. If you, it's dark, rich beer. It has a tang to it, and I'm a big fan of Guinness, but I tend to like dark beer. But he was given it as a 5 year old. He was very skinny and scrawny. And he passed out one day on walking to school. We rushed him to the hospital and the doctors were insisting on, you know, opening him up and seeing what was wrong. And his grandmother, who was from Ireland, who brought a priest from Ireland, they both said, you're not opening up my grandchild. Just give him a Guinness a day and that'll build him up. And so he spent his childhood having a Guinness every day. With supper, and he still today enjoys a Guinness.
Twice Attorney General, to compare and contrast the late 20th century for George H.W. Bush and the early 21st century for Donald Trump, does he believe that these are two worlds, or is there a connecting line for him?
So the connective tissue for him is my profession, the media. He believed that George H.W. Bush got an unfair shake, and it was a constant battle with the media at that time. And that is something that continued today or recently with his tenure at Justice under Donald J. Trump. And it's a connective tissue that has only escalated in what he believes is animosity and unfairness. And he thinks much of that has to do with the journalism behaving and looking and reporting from within themselves, from within their own bubble, as opposed to a broader outlook.
Yes, he identifies New York culture and California culture as the explanation for why everything seems to be, or appears to be, or is one side of the story. And yeah, that is only exacerbated by the fact that we've gone to online, and hits are everything for online reporting. And also the media needs, ever since the classifieds went away, it needs sources of income, meaning you have to have as many eyeballs as possible. It's all quite logical. Does he believe there's a remedy to it?
The remedy has passed us by, right? You can't put the genie back in the bottle. Part of the big problem is we've lost so many small newspapers where people would traditionally get their news and have a more balanced perspective because those news organizations were located in their community. And those days are gone. Those were upended by Facebook and the days of the benevolent newspaper owner in a small town has faded. Those generations have died out, and the younger generations are not interested in continuing small town newspapers.
Selena Zito of the Washington Examiner, the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, and the New York Post. Conversations with Senator Tom Cotton of the future and Attorney General Barr twice of the piping present. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12-powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.